193. It is daybreak, and from the rising point of the invisible realms of God, the light of unity is dawning, and streaming and beating down from the hidden world of the kingdom of oneness, there cometh a flood of abounding grace. Glad tidings of the kingdom are sounding from every side, and wafting in from every direction are the first morning signs of the exalting of God's word and the upraising of his cause. The word of unity is spreading, the verses of oneness are being sung, the sea of God's bestowals is tossing high its waves, and in plunging cataracts his blessings are pouring down. The confirmations of him who is the ever-forgiving have wrapped every clime in light. The armies of the company on high are rushing forward to do battle at the side of the friends of the Lord and carry the day. The fame of the ancient beauty, may my life be offered up for his loved ones, resoundeth from pole to pole, and word of the holy cause hath spread to east and west. All these things bring joy to the heart, and yet Abdu'l-Bahá is sunk deep in an ocean of grief, and pain and anguish have so affected my limbs and members that utter weakness hath overtaken my whole body. Note ye that when, singly and alone with none to second me, I upraised the call of God around the world, the people thereof rose up to oppose, to dispute, to deny. On one side, it is clear how the religionists of the past have mounted their attack at all points. Again, there cometh word of the lying mockers and the extreme limits to which they are going to pull out the divine tree by the roots. What malicious and slanderous charges they bring against the ancient beauty. What pamphlets filled with wicked and depraved allegations they are busily writing and spreading against the most great name. And now, in deepest secrecy, they are straining every nerve to deal this faith a fearsome blow. Again have the prideful devised all manner of plots and schemes to completely disable the cause of God and to erase the name of Abdu'l-Bahá from the Book of Life. And now, added to all these tribulations, these miseries, these enemy attacks, there hath arisen a dust cloud of ill will amongst the believers themselves. And this in spite of the fact that the cause of the ancient beauty is the very essence of love, the very channel of oneness, existing only that all may become the waves of one sea, and bright stars of the same endless sky, and pearls within the shell of singleness, and gleaming jewels quarried from the mines of unity, that they may become servants one to another, adore one another, bless one another, praise one another, that each one may loose his tongue and extol the rest without exception, each one voice his gratitude to all the rest. That all should lift up their eyes to the horizon of glory and remember that they are linked to the holy threshold, that they should see nothing but good in one another, hear nothing but praise of one another, and speak no word of one another save only to praise. There are indeed certain ones who tread this way of righteousness, and God be thanked, these are strengthened and supported by heavenly power in every land. But others have not arisen as they ought to this gloried and exalted station, and this doth lay upon the heart of Abdu'l-Bahá a heavy burden of grief, of inconceivable grief. For no tempests more perilous than this could ever assail the cause of God, nor could anything else so diminish the influence of his word. It behooveth all the beloved of God to become as one, to gather together under the protection of a single flag, to stand for a uniform body of opinion, to follow one and the same pathway, to hold fast to a single resolve. Let them forget their divergent theories and put aside their conflicting views. Since, God be praised, our purpose is one, our goal is one. We are the servants of one threshold. We all draw our nourishment from the same one source. We all are gathered in the shade of the same high tabernacle. We all are sheltered under the one celestial tree. O beloved of the Lord, if any soul speak ill of an absent one, the only result will clearly be this. He will dampen the zeal of the friends and tend to make them indifferent. For backbiting is divisive. It is the leading cause among the friends of a disposition to withdraw. If any individual should speak ill of one who is absent, it is incumbent on his hearers, in a spiritual and friendly manner, to stop him and say, in effect, "Would this detraction serve any useful purpose? Would it please the Blessed Beauty, contribute to the lasting honour of the friends, promote the holy faith, support the covenant, or be of any possible benefit to any soul?" No, never. On the contrary, it would make the dust to settle so thickly on the heart that the ears would hear no more and the eyes would no longer behold the light of truth. If, however, a person setteth about speaking well of another, opening his lips to praise another, he will touch an answering chord in his hearers, and they will be stirred up by the breathings of God. Their hearts and souls will rejoice to know that, God be thanked, here is a soul in the faith who is a focus of human perfections, a very embodiment of the bounties of the Lord, one whose tongue is eloquent and whose face shineth in whatever gathering he may be, one who hath victory upon his brow and who is a being sustained by the sweet savours of God. Now, which is the better way? I swear this by the beauty of the Lord. Whensoever I hear good of the friends, my heart filleth up with joy. But whensoever I find even a hint that they are on bad terms one with another, I am overwhelmed by grief. Such is the condition of Abdu'l-Bahá. Then judge from this where your duty lieth. God be praised. Wherever we turn, the ancient beauty hath opened wide the gates of grace, and hath in unmistakable words announced glad tidings of victory through the Lord's sustaining help. Through love hath he carried off the hearts of the believers, and he hath entrusted their triumph to the armies of the concourse on high. Now amidst all the peoples of the world must the beloved arise, with a heart even as the day star, a strong inward urge, a shining brow, a musk-scented breath, a tongue speaking ever of God, an exposition crystal clear, a high resolve, a power born of heaven, a spiritual character, a confirmation nothing short of the divine. Let them, one and all, become as a splendour on the horizon of heaven, and in the skies of the world, a dazzling star. Let them be fruitful trees in the celestial bowers, sweet-scented blooms in the divine gardens. Let them be verses of perfection on the page of the universe, words of oneness in the book of life. This is the first age, and the early beginnings of the dispensation of the Most Great Light, wherefore within this century virtues must be acquired, goodly qualities must be perfected within this span of time. In these very days, the Abha paradise must pitch its pavilions on the plains of the world. The lights of reality must now be revealed, and the secrets of God's bestowals must now be made known, and now must the olden grace shine forth, and this world change into the pleasure ground of heaven, the garden of God. And out of pure hearts and through heavenly bounties, all the perfections, qualities, and attributes of the divine must now be made manifest. At all times doth Abdu'l-Bahá supplicate, and with tears entreat the Almighty at the sacred threshold, and crieth out, O thou kind Lord, we are servants of thy threshold, taking shelter at thy holy door. We seek no refuge save only this strong pillar, turn nowhere for a haven but unto thy safekeeping. Protect us, bless us, support us, make us such that we shall love but thy good pleasure, utter only thy praise, follow only the pathway of truth, that we may become rich enough to dispense with all save thee, and receive our gifts from the sea of thy beneficence, that we may ever strive to exalt thy cause, and to spread thy sweet savours far and wide, that we may become oblivious of self, and occupied only with thee, and disown all else, and be caught up in thee. O thou provider, O thou forgiver, grant us thy grace and loving-kindness, thy gifts and thy bestowals, and sustain us that we may attain our goal. Thou art the powerful, the able, the knower, the seer, and verily, thou art the generous, and verily, thou art the all-merciful, and verily, thou art the ever-forgiving, he to whom repentance is due, he who forgiveth even the most grievous of sins.